Call Back the Past.
...1957 saw continuing tension in the Middle East after the previous year's Arab-Israeli confrontation. Indeed, the shockwaves eddied further and further, engulfing Britain's Prime Minister Anthony Eden, whose resignation, following his handling of the Suez Crisis, virtually meant the end of his political career. Britain's opposition leader, Hugh Gaitskill, was quick to exploit the opportunity.
He has done the right thing in resigning.
But, as the whole cabinet
has publicly identified themselves completely
with the foreign policy
pursued by the late government in the last 3 months, I consider that there ought now to be a general election in Britain so that the country can have an opportunity of choosing a new government.
But the Conservatives were not going to fall for that suggestion. Harold Macmillan succeeded Eden, and his first actions were towards repairing strained Anglo-American relations.
As I've said, the special character of Anglo-American relations is something that is so fundamental that it is perhaps unique in history. I can think of no parallel to it. And nevertheless, it must be continually and constantly fostered. It must also be and be seen to be effective when the tests come.
Eisenhower, starting his second term as president, met with Macmillan, and a joint statement indicated that all was again well between Britain and the United States. All was not well, however, in New York, where bombs began exploding in public places. Police eventually traced the explosions to a man they called the Mad Bomber, who incidentally was released from prison just the other day. And teenage hero of the time was hip-gyrating Elvis Presley.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Elvis was as popular in South Africa, which in 1957 officially took control of Simonstown, adopted Die Stem as the only national anthem, and heard the sad news of the passing of one of the country's illustrious sons.
The former Minister of Finance, Mr. N.C. Hafenkar, died at 25 minutes past 11 at the Volkshospital Cape Town last night. He had been seriously ill since an abdominal operation on the 17th of February.
The name of Fidel Castro suddenly became known with his uprising in Cuba against President Batista in 1957, a year which also saw capacity crowds attending mass religious gatherings called by Dr. Billy Graham. And this was the hit song of the year.
Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top, I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. but I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Sounds of laughter everywhere and the dancing girls swaying to and fro. I must declare my heart is there, though I've been from Maine to Mexico. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Down at the market you can hear ladies cry out while on their heads they bear. Ackee, rice, salt fish are nice and the rum is fine any time of year. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town.
Patrick White's Voss, Room of the Top by John Brain and Neville Shute's On the Beach were the most widely read books of 1957. But not quite as popular in Britain as the Wolfenden Report on Homosexual Offences and Prostitution. The report was widely discussed and for weeks featured in radio and on television programs. And a new personality on television proved very popular as viewers admired the easy style of the Duke of Edinburgh, telling schoolchildren of his round-the-world cruise in the Royal Yacht Britannia.
The second thing is that I'm going to show you some films and photographs. And also the films and the photographs vary very much in quality, because again, I've only selected them to illustrate what I'm talking about and not for their technical excellence or because of their beauty. Now, the I better also say they're not all mine. I don't think I'll tell you which are mine. But if you ever see a very bad one, you'll know.
Samuel Beckett's play of the absurd Endgame and John Osborne's The Entertainer were popular on the stage of 1957, while on the musical scene, it was Leonard Bernstein's sensational West Side Story that made all the running.
I like to be in America, okay by me in America, everything free in America, for a small fee in America.
People in each room.
At sport, South Africans heard these two news items on the first Saturday of July.
Bobby Locke of South Africa won the British Open Golf Championship for the fourth time today. With a final round of 70, he had an aggregate of 279, which equaled the record for the event. The 1957 Durban July Handicap was this year won by Migraine from Masquerader, Irradiate, and Sea Lord. A near-record crowd saw the 14-1 filly.
1957 proved a great year, too, for South African cricket, and particularly for spinner Hugh Tayfield, as the Springboks went into the fourth test against the MCC at Wanderers, having lost the first two and drawn the second. Needing 231 runs to win, the MCC had 214 on the board, with the last two men at bat.
214 for nine. 18 to get. Tayfield to Loder. He's had a swing. He's put it in the air. It's going into the hands of Tayfield. He's caught it. The most extraordinary scene going on here, with spectators hugging and mobbing. I suppose it's Hugh Tayfield. It might well be Arthur Tayfield as well. It's Tayfield the bowler. He's being lifted up and being carried off the field. Someone's putting a Panama hat on his head. Well, he broke a record when he took all eight wickets. He's now taken 9. And South Africa have won this match by 17 runs. England all out, 214. South Africa win by 17 runs and so keep the rubber alive, and it'll be all to play for at Port Elizabeth next week.
And all to play for it was. The South Africans drew the rubber, Tayfield again taking 6 wickets for a series record as the Springboks triumphed with a 58-run victory. At the cinema of 1957, we saw Pal Joey with Rita Hayworth and Frank Sinatra, Laurence Olivier and Marilyn Monroe making a strange pair in The Prince and the Showgirl, Marlon Brando in Sayonara, and Alec Guinness in the top money-spinning Bridge on the River Kwai, which also breathed new life into the old Colonel Bogey March as a theme. And 1957 brought a strange new sound. Sputnik No. 1 was the first artificial man-made satellite to orbit the Earth. The West's shock and fears were echoed in this news bulletin.
The New York Times underlines this individual view when it says today that the Russian success in launching the satellite demonstrates Soviet superiority, not only in science, but also in what it calls terrible and pitiless atomic missiles capable of reaching any part of the world.
Spy Story of 1957 was the eventual arrest of Russian counterintelligence agent Colonel Rudolf Abel, posing as photographer Emil Goldfuss. Abel, sentenced in America to 30 years, was eventually exchanged for United States U-2 pilot Gary Powers. And at Little Rock, Arkansas, Governor Orville Faubus defied the American court's integration of schools order and called out the National Guard. President Eisenhower, breaking a vacation at Rhode Island, replaced the National Guard with federal troops and went on television to address his people.
Good evening, my fellow citizens. For a few minutes this evening, I should like to speak to you about the serious situation that has arisen in Little Rock. To make this talk, I have come to the President's office in the White House. I could have spoken from Rhode Island, or where I have been staying recently, but I felt that, in speaking from the House of Lincoln, of Jackson, and of Wilson, my words would better convey both the sadness I feel in the action I was compelled today to make, and the firmness with which I intend to pursue this course until the orders of the federal court at Little Rock can be executed without unlawful interference.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Sieve and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.